Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for watching the show live as we are on live on Facebook Live TV. And to access that, all you need to do is go to the Transformation Talk Radio page, Facebook page, and watch it as well as listen, or you might be watching the replays on Epic Living TV. So to start the show today, I have absolutely exciting news to share with everyone. I've been getting some wonderful reviews on Amazon of my latest book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And next week, only on Tuesday, August the 8th, I am relaunching I Am an Angelic Walk-In on Amazon for a very special one-day-only price. The digital version only of the book. That's for Kindle, iPad, smartphones, and tablets will be specially priced for the launch at only $1 to make it available to everyone. I would love to share the story of myself, Angel Ariel, with you all. My dream is to become a number one best-selling author, and with your support, I know that this is possible. Remember that the relaunch date for those specially priced $1 downloads of my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is only on next Tuesday, August 8th, and only through Amazon. So please do wait until next Tuesday to download your copy. If you have any friends and family who would love to go on the amazing adventure and experience my journey, the journey of how I, Angel Ariel, walked into Claire Candy's body on January 11th of 2003, creating heaven on earth for myself, my beautiful husband, my twin flame, Pete, and heaven on earth for many others, please do share the information. I'll remind everyone next week on next Tuesday's show on August 8th of the launch date, but I can't wait to share my dream with you. So, happy August, everyone. It's August 1st. And I'd like to remind everyone that this month is going to be so powerful because we've got a lunar eclipse on the 7th. We've got a solar eclipse on the 21st. And just to add to the mix, we have Mercury going retrograde. Yes, lovely Mercury, the planet of communication, going retrograde on August the 12th through September the 5th. Now, we are definitely in for a time where many things will be brought to light, not only for us as a collective on the planet, but for us individually. Now, this light could be shining on how and when to step forward with a dream, a wish, or a fulfillment of a prayer. The Posse of Angels are saying that whatever it is, for many, it will be highly significant and life-changing. To cope with all of these energies swirling around, do plan time for stillness, for quiet, and just remain in the nanosecond of the now, in the present moment. And with it being a new month, the Posse of Angels and I have chosen a new topic for August, which is the keys to spiritual knowledge. So we will be speaking about our ancient spiritual knowledge all this month. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that although we may not have realized it, each and every one of us on the planet who is awakened and conscious have been running or been in a marathon. Unbeknownst to many, was that this marathon of increasing the love and the light quotient on the planet has been going on for more than 20, 30, 40, 60 plus years. Now, they want to make it clear that not everyone hopped on board to the train of ascension at the same time, as everyone's awakening and enlightening journey to their higher purpose came to them in their own divine timing. Now, during that time, the New Age movement, as it's called, sprung up, which saw volumes of information, books, and articles on every aspect of spiritual knowledge. In fact, it did seem to me like the metaphysical or New Age sections of bookstores like Barnes and Noble, and I don't know if you remember, the now defunct Borders bookstores, they kept expanding their metaphysical section and growing every larger with every year. Now, topics that were red hot were books about quantum physics and the importance of energy, living in the present moment, the laws of attraction, and the one that was most close to my heart was there were so many books that came out about angels. With the arrival of personal computers, this spiritual knowledge was made available to many more people on the planet, and the wisdom was often delivered to us in the form of inspirational daily quotes. I joined a few websites and subscribed to them, and every morning a daily quote would pop up. You know, these quotes really didn't teach us anything new, as this spiritual wisdom was held deep within our souls, and it had been around since time began. But these quotes helped us to reconnect with our ancient wisdom, and they were just as relevant in today's world as they were back then. So let's go back in time and talk to a wise fellow back then, Aristotle. Aristotle said, happiness depends upon ourselves. Very good. This was relevant when Aristotle lived in 384 to 322 BC, and it's just as relevant today. For happiness is not when something will happen. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is now for happiness's sake. Whether we make being happy dependent on something external by hanging our joy on an expectation on that something has to happen or someone doing something, Well, that's all a matter of just our choice, our free will, and our perception that we choose to believe in. Let's go back to another wise fellow. Jesus said, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you've already received them, and you shall have them." By the way, the Posse of Angels is saying that many people do not receive when they pray because they're simply not open to receive. Most people spend much of their time focusing on lack, on the things that they do not have, and or why things will not work out for them. With energy and focus on lack, it takes them away from being grateful for what they already have, which then makes us even more closed down to receiving. Another wise fellow was Buddha. Buddha added his wisdom when he said, "All that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become." You know, all three of these wise fellows emphasized that the King of God, heaven, which is our peace, our bliss, our love, our joy, our harmony, our unity, it can be found within, and for us to look no further than to our own wise, divine, eternal natures within, if we need clarity and direction. The re-emergence of the importance of putting all of our focus and attention on staying in the divine presence took on a life of its own in the past 30, 40 years. This tidal wave of books about the laws of cause and effects and the importance of the power of energies, the power of our thoughts, our words, and our feelings, they flooded the collective consciousness. Let's go back to Buddha. Buddha said, "Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. By doing so, whatever you desire must manifest, but only if your energies are a direct match with the high-frequency energies of the universe. And secondly, if you drop all expectation and you're open to receive in God's ways, not in your ways." You know, in my previous radio program on how to connect to the angels, we spoke about ways in which we can all increase our energy frequency to be directly aligned with the universe's energies. Another wise fellow was Henry David Thoreau. I love his writings, especially his Walden Pond. "If any man will hold a picture in his mind of doing what he wants to do and will sustain that mental picture, the God power will develop it and bring it to pass." Richard Wiseman added, "Luck is not a magical ability or a gift from the gods. Instead, it's a way of thinking and behaving. You know, if luck means being in the right place at the right time, being in the right place at the right time is actually all about being in the right state of energy or vibration." And probably Henry Ford said it most succinctly, "Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right." Okay, so once we have firstly connected with the divine within, meaning our limitless and unbounded potential, and then harnessed all of our energies and are living solely in the present moment, we can then access our enormous power of imagination and our wealth of creativity. People do live quiet lives of desperation, not because of their circumstances that they have created through their lack of faith and lowered frequencies, but because they choose to minimize the importance of their dreams. They stop dreaming, and they restrict and constrict their wishes, which greatly diminishes the miraculous potential and qualities of their lives. Joseph Murphy said, "The law is that whatever you imagine and feel to be true sinks into your subconscious, mind, which in turn brings it to pass. And how could we ever forget this very clever fellow? Albert Einstein agreed with him and said, imagination is more important than knowledge. And the posse of angels are reminding us that the subconscious, it cannot tell the difference between reality and fantasy. So we might as well dream often, and you might as well dream big. And how about this quote by Neil Donald Walsh, which sums up so much when it comes to us creating? He says that every prayer, every thought, every statement, every feeling is creative. You were created to create, not to react. Everything that you've have in your life now, you've manifested because you're a creator, whether you like it or not. That has come to pass whether you were conscious or not. He said, creation is the highest form of divinity, and it's actually your birthright. Truth is, you're creating all the time. The central question in your life is whether you are creating consciously or unconsciously. And the posse of angels is saying that the majority of people create their lives unconsciously by reacting to things that they do not want, which only brings them more of what they do not want. On one of my previous radio programs, I actually asked listeners or viewers to think back over the past year and how much time was spent on social media writing posts that focused on judgment and things that they did not like or things that they did not want. All of this energy that was put into the collective on Earth of what many did not want. And we can justify and we can rationalize all we want as to why we're spending time posting against things we do not want. But you know, everyone, the universe certainly does not know justification and it doesn't know rationalization. It just knows to bring us more of whatever energy we choose to focus on and to give our attention to. You know, the more I started investigating hundreds and hundreds of inspirational quotes, although they were all presented in very unique ways, the clear majority of the quotes and the spiritual knowledge contained within them all seemed to fall into only three categories. That was very strange to me, so I started to outline them. The first category of quotes, the first spiritual wisdom to live by in these quotes was shared with us to seek the kingdom of God within. All answers lie within. We don't have to look for anything outside of ourselves for the answers. I actually have it written on the back of my business brochure, and I've often stated that I do not teach anyone anything that they don't know already, as they have been born and seated with the ancient wisdom inside of themselves as spirit in human form. We already have all the spiritual knowledge and wisdom inside that we will ever need. We just need to access it. The second category of quotes fell into the second spiritual wisdom is to stay in the present moment, or as I call it, the nanosecond of the now. Because that's where all of the signs that God and the angels send us. And that's where all the synchronicities and that's where all the miracles happen. I've said many times on my radio programs that, you know, we may plead and cry and beg and ask God and the angels for signs, but then we keep on going back and rehashing the past. Why did this happen? Why didn't this happen differently? And then we're worrying and stressing, which puts us in the future about things that haven't happened and may not happen. And we miss out on the signs that God sends us that can only be seen in that present moment. Third category And thirdly, we utilize that vast wealth of imagination and creativity that is our inherent birthright because of the special blessing and the gift that we have been given, because abundance is our nature. And to bring forth that that gift of imagination and the passion of creativity and share it with the planet. You know, most people stop themselves from utilizing their imagination and creating because somehow they choose to think that they're in competition with others and they keep measuring themselves by outside standards. They actually forget their uniqueness and their ability to freely co-create their realities with God's source. You know, but just intellectually knowing these three points is not enough. To access this wisdom, one must be prepared to spend time on a daily practice of stillness, of quiet reflection in silence in order to reconnect to this inner wisdom. You know, with this newfound clarity, our perceptions change, which then, because of the laws of cause and effect, the seemingly unbelievable starts to manifest in front of our eyes. This is because limitless ways to fill our intentions and wishes and for us to be still enough to experience them. This is because through that stillness, we start to practice the law of allowance, allowing God and the angels to co-create ways to fulfill our intentions and wishes. You know, some would say that miracles start to manifest. I, for one, have seen many miracles in my life because of living according to these three major spiritual ways of living, or these three categories of spiritual knowledge. Now, in addition, on miracles, Neil Donald Walsh shares this. He says, miracles seldom occur in the lives of those who do not consider them possible. Just think about that. Miracles seldom occur in the lives of those who do not consider them possible. That's really interesting. Perhaps manifestation then is truly just a matter of I'll see it when I believe it, rather than the old adage of I'll believe it when I see it. You know, by truly living and practicing these spiritual truths, we are able to tap in to our pure potential. As we choose to be the reflection of pure potential, then we are open to receive miracles. Because miracles are just unlimited pure potential, which is made manifest on the earth plane. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And if you tuned in a little bit late, I just want to remind everyone of my exciting news. I've been getting some extraordinary reviews for my Amazon on Amazon of my latest book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And next week, only on Tuesday, August the 8th, I'll be relaunching this book on Amazon for a very special one-day price. Now, this is only the digital version of the book, and that it's for Kindle, iPad, smartphone, and tablets. And the download of the book will be specially priced for the launch of only $1. Make it available to everyone so that everyone can share my story of Angel Ariel with you. My dream is to become a number one best-selling author. And with your support, I know that we all can do this together. Remember that it's only the digital copy of I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is my autobiography, and I'll be reminding everyone next week on the launch date on Tuesday, August 8th, about that. So we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. See you soon.
your own journey with the Angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We've been talking about the keys to spiritual knowledge. And if you missed the first part of the show, I was noting how, with all of my research, and it seemed that the keys to spiritual knowledge, all of that spiritual knowledge fell into three distinct categories. The first category was about seeking the kingdom of God or heaven inside of ourselves, as we have all the spiritual knowledge that we will ever need. And then the second is to bring forth our creativity, our imagination, to share it with the world as we have an abundant nature. And the third category that we can all access is to live only in the present moment, the nanosecond of the now, because that's where all the miracles and synchronicities happen. So why wouldn't we want to live only in the present moment? Let's go to our callers. The first caller up, we've got Jay from North Carolina. Jay, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And do you find that you live from these three spiritual categories and find your keys to your own spiritual knowledge?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
I do my best.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's all we can ever do is the best. And you know, a lot of people may look at somebody else and say, oh, well, look where they are, but that's their best that they're doing. And it's so important for us not to compete and not for us to wish to be anyone else, because God didn't make us like anybody else. He created us with our own energetic stamp and frequency. And just like snowflakes, no two of us are exactly the same. So did you have a question today, Jay? What's going on with you?
Well, career actually seems to be a new focus. It's definitely going in a direction I did not anticipate. But it seems to be some pretty exciting opportunities going on there. And I'm just hoping my hunches are correct.
And the posse of angels was saying, why would you deny that your intuition is correct? That's why it was given to you. Your hunches, your gut feelings, your intuition. And I'm so glad that you brought this up, Jay, because you said things are starting to happen in your career, but they're not as expected. So many of us have been, not that we've been waiting, but it seemed for a long time like God forgot us or the angels forgot us. It's like, okay, you know, nothing worked out. And it was kind of like we were on hold. Now in the month of August, with this lunar eclipse on the 7th, with the solar eclipse, all of this stuff is going to shine a light and show us how to step forward. But we're not the same people that we were in previous years, even months ago. So that what is coming in for us, job opportunity or career-wise, is going to be kind of out of left field. It's not going to be the same old, same old. It's going to be something that will take the skills and the abilities and the experience that we have, but it'll be retweaking it for the authentic person that we've become. And we may have to learn a new set of job skills, and we'll be perfectly able to do that with whatever we're presented with. But just to drop all expectations and attachments as to how you expect this to come in, when I say this, the fulfillment of your prayers and your wishes, because it's not only for your benefit and greatest good, but it's the benefit and the greatest good for the common collective. And it's the greatest good for the expansion of your soul's growth. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. So when did this present itself?
About 2 weeks ago, actually.
Okay. All right. And how do you feel about it? Excited?
I'm excited, apprehensive, scared, in good ways, you know, the butterflies mm-hmm. are there, the what ifs are there. I'm trying to keep the what ifs away.
Yeah. And that's important.
Yes.
And that's really important, because a lot of this is going to it's going to challenge us. Not that we can't do it. A lot of this, Jay, and I'm really so glad that you called in with this, because a lot of us, in order to have this, will mean that we will have to move. We'll have to change locations. We will have to change certain things about our, you know, our situations, and we might have to do it quickly. If we want the fulfillment of this prayer or wish, we have to be able to step into it with the 100% knowing that we have God and we have the angels by our side, and that we will be protected and guided, and that we're more than able to do this. Let's go to the cards and get some messages for the lovely Jay. We have been through quite a journey together, haven't we, Jay?
Yes, absolutely.
when did we connect? Was it 5 years ago? I don't know. It was 5 years on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I believe it was.
Yeah, and
wow.
I would.
It's been that long. That's
yes, and I have loved our kindred friendship and all that we've been through, and I would love for you when this does really hit, and I would love you to send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com and just avail me a little bit of what this is, and yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So let's go to those cards, and
I would be grateful to do so.
Okay, let's go. Ooh, you got the King of Cups. There you are. This King of Cups, he's laying back. He's laying back, and he's enjoying the fruits of his labors. This king is just looking to the heavens, and he's so appreciative. He's so proud of himself, And that's what you should be feeling at the moment. You know, this didn't happen by happen chance in your life. And it's there because you brought it to yourself. The Ten of Wands is finally, the dam is bursting for you. Finally. Finally, you have that inkling on the horizon. They want you to... They're getting me to take a deep breath. Yes, take a deep breath and know that, yes, you'll be able to do this. And some of that anticipation is not that you won't be able to do it. It's the excitedness within inside of you. And you got another king. And this is the king of Pentacles. So this will be financially remunerative for you. It will bring you abundance and also for you to be able to bring forth your vision and your creativity and all that you knew to be true and you held on tight for. So quite a beautiful reading. I don't have to wish you luck because you're making your own luck and it's showing up. And it will show up even more in August. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Sending lots of love. Take care.
And thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye. I'm so very happy that that Jay brought that up for everyone. Many of us. Many of us will start to, and the eclipses will bring to light those job opportunities, those career advancements, those fulfillment, the fulfillment of many of our prayers, and show us how to take a step forward. And I, for one, am getting butterflies in my tummy for the anticipation of what's on the horizon, even though I may not know how that's going to show up. Let's go to our next caller. We have Kathy in Georgia. Kathy, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the wonderful posse of angels at Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. And tell us, what's going on in your life, Kathy?
I have a question on employment. I'm looking for work and accounting and finance. So I'm trying to see if you see me getting an offer this month.
Okay, let's look into accounting and finance. Okay, while I am while I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels want to know is, do you absolutely adore what you're doing?
Yes.
In accounting and finance. Okay. So if you love that area and and you feel that it's creative for you, you feel that you would rather be doing anything else, then your heart will expand with joy. And they want you to drop all expectation and attachment as to how a new job offer or an opportunity needs to come into you. Now, they're also saying that many times humans, which we all are, have a tendency to put what they do in a box and limit themselves as to the expectation and attachment as to how that needs to come into them. They want you to drop all expectation and attachment and to sit in quiet reflection, you can light a candle, call in the angels and say, I am no longer putting a, restrictions on how this needs to come in for me. Show me how to be of best service for my soul's growth, for the greatest good of myself, and the greatest good of all concerned. Now, a wonderful exercise, I don't know if you've listened to the program before, but a wonderful exercise that the Posse of Angels and I ask people to do who may be waiting for employment is to sit in quiet reflection and to close their eyes and to say out loud, thank you for my new job. I love this job. I love the people I work with. I love the location. I get to be financially remunerated for my gifts and my talents and my abilities. And I am so, so happy. Thank the universe as if it's happened already. And you drop into your heart and you feel the gratitude and appreciation for this job. You don't have to know where it is. You don't have to know what it does, what it is, where it is, or who these people are. But it's the feelings in your heart, the abundant feelings in your heart, which will bring more of an abundance of opportunities and connections to yourself. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for the lovely Kathy. Okay, in regard to her employment. Okay. Let's go to this card. Oh my gosh, it's the World card. It's the World card is a card of endings and beginnings. So while you're in this situation, know that bringing it full closure, thank the universe for sustaining you up until now, being grateful and appreciative, and say that you are open to receive this new beginning. Because the more you do that exercise, the more abundance you will feel, and the more that the universe speaks to you with more abundance coming in. The next one is the Empress. While you are waiting, for this new opportunity to come to you, they want you to be creative. Creative in ways that are fun and playful, because this increases the abundance inside of you. It makes you more fertile, but fertile in an energetic way, in order to, because like attracts like, to bring more creative endeavors to you. And the next one is the Seven of Wands. And this is you rising above to be seen, because this will increase your energies inside and make the universe more able to notice you. So wonderful reading. Wonderful reading there, Kathy, and I hope that's been helpful for you.
Okay, so I guess with the World, the Empress, was it?
The World, the Empress, and then the last one was the Seven of Wands.
The Seven of Wands
is often the card, although we don't have competition, is the rising above the competition card, meaning, you know, allowing yourself to be noticed. Because your energies will increase with this feeling of abundance inside of you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Do you see it being successful this month?
Once you start doing this, the posse of angels are saying you are going to notice a difference in your reality, because you're going to take the worry out of it. You're going to take the stressing out of it. And you're going to put yourself in an energetic position where you're thanking the universe for the job that you already have, which means you're thanking for it because it's already created on the etheric plane. You just need to bring it down to the physical plane. And you're not putting any restrictions on how this job comes in. So the possibilities are miraculous. They're limitless. They're boundless. And for miracles to happen, we have to let go of those restrictions. I've got to go on to the next caller. Kathy, I hope that's been helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Beth. Beth is in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Candy. How are you?
I am well. So what is happening in your world?
Just learning, living in the moment and rejoicing in this very moment and asking, what is it that Spirit wants me to know so that I continue to stay in this place of grace. I just want to know what Spirit wants me to know.
Okay. All right. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that's coming out is, my gosh, are you a spiritual warrior? They said the path that you've chosen is not a path for the faint-hearted. And they're saying, in order for you to be the spiritual teacher that you are and will be, you needed to experience certain things that challenged you, that drove you down to your knees, that that made you even question your existence here. But the things that you've been through have been wonderful teachers, and you are going to be able to encapsulate in the books that you write, in the teachings that you're going to be able to share with others. And it's and while each of us does make an enormous difference on the planet, this is going to make a tremendous difference in other people's lives, because we can speak about certain things, but then it's not until we go through the challenges that we do. And many times they're monetary challenges. A lot of times they're health challenges. Many times they're challenges of faith that make us stronger, that build our character, and then we come out the other side somehow much wiser. And this is your situation. So they are really applauding you for choosing some of these things. And they weren't easy because especially in going to people who you put your faith in, and then your faith is not, well, I was going to say your faith is destroyed, but, you know, you don't get the results that you thought you would get from those people in so-called authority positions or things like that. So the posse of angels are saying, this has made you stronger. It has made you believe in your own intuition, in your own faith, and rely on yourself even more, because you have all the answers inside of you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Beth. First card that's coming out for you is the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands is the card where the person has been through the battles. There's no other way to say this. In this fairy deck, it's showing that a light is finally shining through, and shining a light in a very dark area. Now, this area could be one in which we've closed ourselves down and we've relied on others. But they're saying, now this happened in order for you to say, well, you know, I bless those others, but I will rely on myself now. And the Nine is also the card of completion, you know. You really have completed a cycle, which has brought you home to the enormous wisdom within yourself. And then as a result of this light now shining in this beautiful month of August, which is all about light because we have our solar eclipse and our lunar eclipse, we have the Queen of Cups. And the Queen of Cups is the ultimate feminine version of loving ourselves that we won't give our power away to others, loving ourselves that that we will have faith in what Spirit is telling us, and in not being too quickly to run off and trying to get the wisdom from someone else. And this is a joyous card in the middle of your reading. And I did shuffle. The end is the World card, is the ending. And now it is the beginning. So they are saying, they're applauding you. They're applauding your journey, like I said, which is not for the faint-hearted, because of so much contrast there. And they're saying that this book is going to go on to make such a difference in the lives of, in your life and the lives of others. So I hope that's been helpful.
Well, thank you so much, so much. Blessings to you, sweetie.
I love you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. Who do we have on the line? We have the lovely Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your question?
Well, I took your advice and I went on the trip this past weekend, which was a lot of fun, and I was feeling a lot of gratitude towards you and the posse. the person that I was, like, it was really a lot of fun, and the people in Ashfield were very welcoming, and the house that I was staying at was amazing and beautiful and peaceful, and I had my own, like, almost apartment in it, which was a surprise. But the person that I was staying with, I don't know, it was hard to sort of feel out how she was feeling about it. And it felt like she was making these little snide comments. And I don't know, like, I don't really understand kind of, I guess, what happens with that.
Okay. The Posse of Angels are saying that this gave you a wonderful opportunity to be tolerant, to be accepting, and perhaps a little bit forgiving of somebody who might be in a different place to you. They want you to know that her actions and what you were picking up had nothing to do with you, okay? There were things that were going on in her life. There were things that were going on in her life that were causing her to react in this way. And that is a wonderful opportunity for us just to be tolerant and accepting of where she is on her own journey. So they're saying, don't take it personally. It doesn't have anything to do with you.
Oh, good, because I was worried that there was, and that I needed some advice about that. But okay.
No.
Like, what they're did saying... I do wrong? But, okay.
No, you know, isn't it funny, Stephanie, how that's the first place we go to? And I don't know why that is. You know, we've been programmed. If somebody lashes out at us, it's like, what did I do wrong? But it doesn't, well, how a person reacts. It has nothing to do with us, because two people can have the same experience and one can choose to treat a person with grace and respect and love, and yet another person can lambast them, and, you know, maybe she lost her grandparent that week, or maybe her dog is sick, maybe, you know, maybe she's got a liver complaint, or maybe, I don't know, it could be a myriad of things going on in her life that we'll never know. So let's go to the cards and get some information for you. Okay, with just about 3 minutes left to the show. We've got the Six of Water. The Six of Water in this card is the Six of Swords. And with this information, it will make you less reactive, and you'll be traveling on smoother waters in your life. But not only this, with it being the travel card, because you had the faith to step forward and take this trip, now all you need to do is to say to the Posse of Angels, or your own angels, say, this is fun. I'm open to receiving other trips in my life. And just be open to receive more movement. Next card is the Ten. Oh, isn't this lovely? The Ten of Pentacles is the happy family life, is the highest form of abundance. It's the feeling inside of abundance. And it's the feeling that, you know, by not reacting to this person, you immediately feel more connected to them and not disconnected. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Fool card. The Fool card is the starting over card. So wonderful cards there, as a matter of fact. You know, traveling to the smoother waters, feeling more of a sense of family and connectivity with others, and that new sense of now you're going to go out in the world and you're not going to be as attached to people's reactions and be triggered by them. So, got to go, Stephanie. I hope that's been helpful.
It was, except the last thing you said, it broke up. I didn't hear you. You said feeling okay. What?
Okay, the last one is this feeling of like being a child and allowing yourself to be in the world and not take on those reactions and triggers from other people.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day. Take care. Bye-bye. And that
bye,
just about wraps bye. That just about wraps up the show for today. Do remember that next week will be the relaunching of my book. I am an angelic walk-in, and you can download it for $1 on Amazon, but that's only next week, Tuesday, August the 8th. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to my callers. And you can always go on my website, the three W's, angelhealinghouse.com, for more information. Until next week, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I'll speak with you again next week. Bye.